Ms. Rawls.
Are you ready? Yes, I'm sorry.
The time is now 10:01 a.m. The date is Wednesday, November 27, 2024. We're in regular session of the Upper County Commissioner's Court. Everybody's here and is a member of the court, so I'm going to declare that a quorum is present. Don't want to disappoint any of you guys. This will probably be the shortest meeting in the nearly 6 years I've been here. So, first thing we're going to do is begin with a prayer led by Gene Dolly. And following the prayer, we'll say the pledge led by Dr. Nicholson, Mr. Dolly.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness and mercy, and thank you for this day. And on this Thanksgiving holidays that we're celebrating, we want to first give you thanks for your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for Jesus. And thank you for all you do for us and for your salvation that you have granted to us through the belief in you. We love you and we praise you and we worship the one God, our Lord and our Savior. Father, we pray that you be in this meeting. Lead us and guide us in all things and help us to do what is right for the people of Upshur County. Help us to serve them as we have been elected to do. And we ask you, dear God, to never forget and always support and help and protect our law enforcement, our military, our first responders, our firefighters, those that give their lives and put their lives on the line for us to help us. Lead us now and guide us in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Ms. Rawls, anybody signed up to talk to me?
No, sir.
Good. I felt obliged to say this morning, since I didn't say the prayer, that if y'all think about what's going on this Thursday, think about those people getting off that little bitty boat in Plymouth, Mass. In 1620. That's 150 years before the Revolution. Think about them having to steal corn from the Indians. And then inviting them to Thanksgiving, the Wampanoags. And they didn't have turkey to eat. They ate venison and lobsters and eels and shellfish. And was glad to give them. And the chief, Massasoit, was a big man. He was a good dude. He was friends with William Bradford. So we owe those men on both sides a lot. We always were pretty tight with them, so I just wanted to share that with y'all. I've been to that rock before several times where they stepped off the boat, and I've seen the two Bibles that they brought over, William Bradford's Bible and John Alden's. One of them was a King James Bible, the other was a Geneva Swift one. Anyway, I digress. All right, number three, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll. D, budget amendments. E, accounts payable. F, to accept for recording the following, if any, auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, and deputations. Certificates, state and county taxes summaries, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way permit requests.
I make a motion that we approve item 3A through F.
Second. Motion and a second. We approve items 3A through 3F. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number four. Round 12 renovations going pretty good. It's on schedule. And what I'm seeing looks good. Lee Fleur can't be here today. He's tried to call one or more of the commissioners. He has to be in a TV commercial in Jefferson today for the city of Jefferson. So.
He went up, I want his autograph. I thought it was good.
If you want to be on TV, I guess go over there. Number five, discuss and take action to accept for recording the plat for the Thomas subdivision.
This one's located on Spotted Lily in Precinct 2. Me and Ms. Field looked at it. It's going to be 7 lots, pretty simple, straight in, cul-de-sac. So, motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the plat for the Thomas subdivision. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number six, discuss and take action to accept for recording the plat for Serenity Cove subdivision.
This one's in my precinct. It's off of Holly Road, and everything's up to snuff on it, and I make a motion that we approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. We approve the plat for Serenity Cove subdivision. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 7, discuss and take action to sign a letter of support of the Texas Railroad Association urging the legislature to fund TxDOT's plans to put in more under and overpass railroad crossings, i.e. local grade separation projects. I think they expected me to sign this and just send it back to you. I always like to just let you guys in on what's going on. No downside. It's basically a Christmas list that says we really wish y'all would put in more under and overpasses. And we really do wish they would do that at 154 and Montgomery Street, because the traffic backs up from there down to Brandon Wynn's law office.
Yeah.
But probably not going to happen, but I just thought I would ask y'all. So number 7.
Motion for approval on 9-7.
Second.
Motion and a second. Y'all approve me signing a letter of support in favor of railroad crossing upgrades. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 8, hear from the road and bridge administrator with an update of county roads in each precinct. Mr. Stegall, is anything going on we need to know about?
Nah, not really. We've been working on a lot of tree issues. We do have an issue with Jay, friend over there on one of Dustin's road, but that is being taken care of. We've got a ditch. We're going to do a little overlaying on it next week. It's pretty standard right now. Trying to catch up on all the unclosed work orders throughout the year, which a lot of those are the dead trees. We've had REA works real well with us on SWEPCO lawn. We've had to get them out to cut a few, but that's what we're doing right now, and maintenance on the equipment, getting it ready for next year.
When's your target to get that new fuel tank in?
We're out at the barn, all the new fuel system. Yeah. Just talked with Gene, and he got a letter from somebody, and we're not sure on the date, but it's hopefully, what, February to March?
Yeah, somewhere in there. I know what TCEQ sent a letter. I've got to get with Tim on. We've got to fill out that they've been notified. The manufacturer has notified them that they're in the process of building the tank. So I'm hoping that by February, end of February, we got them in.
I'm not complaining. I was just asking. You're a rolling feature on the field, just in case you need to tell us anything.
Right now, that's where we stand on them. Hopefully, next time we'll have a closer date when we can actually start that procedure and get that fixed. So everything else seems to be going pretty well.
Thank you, sir. I sure appreciate it. I know each member of the court does. They're always trying to help them, and I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Number 9, I am disqualified on because back before I took this job, I was one of the attorneys. So I'm going to refuse the gavel to my next senior officer on the court, which is Dustin Nicholson. I have filed the proper conflict affidavits, which I have to do every time y'all do this. I'll be outside. But the record reflect Todd's leaving,
Elvis is leaving the building. Be right out here.
All right. Item number nine, discuss take action for the Kroger settlement within the Texas opioid multi-district litigation case as well as authorizing the court to execute the participation form and release and passing resolution 2024-13, approving the same.
I make a motion that we approve the release and passing of the resolution, resolution 2024-13, approving the same.
We got a motion?
Sure.
Yeah.
Got a second, I'll make mine. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-1, Judge Ted Taylor excluded himself because of legalities.
Okay, let the record reflect that Todd's back. Y'all keep up with who made that motion?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we'll fill that out. So that's all decided?
Yes.
Okay, I can give y'all a brief report on this. One of y'all may have already been told, this is a rolling deal, and so all the counties get a trickle. So this will put us at about 50 grand or so. I can't get socks since she has 42.
And so we got one already.
Huh?
We already got one, what, 2 years ago? Year ago?
Yeah, there's already 42 grand, this little trickle. But the big thing is those people, they made the movie about. Brandon, you remember their name, that family that owns the opioid company?
I don't recollect.
The massive settlement got cleared because the United States Supreme Court bounced it out against that family. Said, y'all ain't gonna keep millions of dollars in wealth and declare bankruptcy. And so that cleared. So this is just gonna be a moving target for years. And so, anyway, that's kind of what's going on. All right. I don't see any reason to go into closed session unless any member of the court knows. Okay. That leads us down to number 13. I'll take a motion. Motion second that we adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Jay talks so fast.